Abstract. The main purpose of this article is to verify the predominant process of the continuing education program for teachers in Cajamarca, in order to explain its effectiveness in the practice of teachers and, consequently, to promote the development of students' competencies. The research is based on the positivist approach to science and is considered to be of the basic type. The hypothetical deductive method is used with a quantitative approach and is classified as a descriptive and explanatory study. The study population consisted of 3,394 teachers, and the sample was selected through a non-random quota sampling, with a total of 347 participants. In the statistical analysis of the data, the logistic regression test, a non-parametric technique for samples, was used to examine the relationship between the variables. The results showed that the predominant process of the continuing education program is the context, with a predominance factor, B equals 0.926. In addition, presenting an EXP, B, odds ratio greater than 1:2.524, indicates that context is a risk factor. Consequently, it is concluded that the participants perceive the context factor to be the most influential and of greatest importance for the effectiveness of the continuing education program. Therefore, it is suggested that attention be paid to the characteristics, conditions, and needs of the context when formulating an efficient and effective continuing education program that contributes to educational quality.